Happy Sabbath, boys and girls. Ooh. Did you eat breakfast this morning? A good breakfast? Okay. Well, let's try that again. Happy Sabbath, boys and girls.
Happy Sabbath!
I have a question for you. Is anybody here a coward? Nobody? Nobody's a coward?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Does anyone know what a coward is?
No.
Evelyn, come here, Evelyn. Can you tell us what a coward is?
A bad person.
A bad person. You're a real... Well... Well, a coward, I would say, is somebody that doesn't have the strength or the courage to do something that may be scary to do. Is anybody, now that you know what a coward is anyone here a coward? You are? Well, today, I want to tell you a story about 17 cowards, okay? The front door to the house swung open, and Billy ran in. He plopped on the couch, and he just kept breathing really hard. If you could look at Billy's face, he had sweat pouring down his face. Now, that wasn't really that odd, because it was over 100 degrees outside. But if you could look at Billy's face, it was pale. Do you see her pants? That's how pale Billy's face was. It was white. And he was just, right? And at just at that moment, Daddy came home. And usually, when Daddy comes home, you do, Daddy's home, Daddy's home, right? And you run to him. But Billy didn't do that. He looked at Daddy. And Daddy looked at Billy. He said, Billy boy, what's wrong? And Billy said, Daddy, you know that vacant lot two blocks down the road? Yes, Billy. I used to play ball there when I was a kid. Well, Daddy, we were playing ball, and Daddy said, let me guess. A ball went through the window of old Mrs. Smith's house. How did you know, Daddy? Well, son, daddies have a way of knowing these kind of things. But let me ask you, Billy, why are you so pale? And why are you panting? And Daddy said, let me ask you another question, Billy. Who hit the ball into old Mrs. Smith's window? Daddy. Well, come on out, Billy. Surely there couldn't have been multiple balls that went into the window, or multiple people didn't hit the ball. Who did it? Daddy, it was me. Well, what did you do after you hit the ball in the window? Well, Daddy, we all just ran. You ran? Well, how many of you were there? You want to guess how many there were? How many?
Eight?
Seven? 17. He said, there were 17 of us, Daddy. You know what Daddy said? You know what I think, Billy? You were 17 cowards. And Billy said, but Daddy, you don't understand. old Mrs. Smith, she's so crabby. She would yell at us and she would scream and she might even kill us if she found out who it was. And Daddy said, Billy, you march upstairs right now. Go wash your face and comb your hair because your daddy is not raising a coward. So what you're going to do is after you clean up, we're going to march over to Mrs. Smith's house and you're going to tell her that you did it. And you're going to say that you're sorry and that you're going to pay for that window. Daddy, we're going to go? So you're going to come with me? Yes, I will, Billy, but only up to her front gate. And then you're on your own. But Daddy, she might kill me. Billy, upstairs now. So Billy went upstairs, washed his face, combed his hair, and he came back down. And he said, Daddy, do we have to go? It's over 100 degrees outside. We're not going to have any water with us. We may pass out on the way. Are you sure you want to do that? Billy, enough with the excuses. We're going to go now. So they walked over there. And it seemed like forever. And finally, they got to her front gate. And Daddy said, okay, Billy, you're on your own. Slowly, the gate creaked open. And Billy walked up to the front door. And he pushed the doorbell. And for sure, Billy thought it sounded like death. And then, maybe a minute later, the door slowly opened. And Billy slowly looked up. And sure enough, there she was, old Mrs. Smith. And what do you know? She was smiling at him. She said, hello there, young man. What can I do for you? Now, Billy was confused. He said, well, why is she smiling at me? So he looked at his daddy, and Daddy said, talk to her. And he said, well, ma'am, I'm the boy that hit the ball through your window. And you know what Mrs. Smith said? She looked at him and she said, well, I have lived here for over 40 years and I have had multiple balls hit into my window. But you are the first boy that's come here and said that you did it. And he said, I'm sure sorry, ma'am. I'll pay for the window. And she said, well, my, you sure must have some good parents. And when Daddy heard that, he couldn't just stand at the gate anymore. He walked up to the front door too. And he said, Mrs. Smith, how much does that window cost? We'll repair it for you. And Mrs. Smith said, that won't be necessary. I have some glass in the garage. And Daddy said, well, we'll put the glass into the window for you. And sure enough, they did it. And while they did it, Mrs. Smith filled some lemonade and she gave it to them and she said, wow, I am so proud of you, young man. I hope you'll remember this and be like this from now on. And as Daddy and Billy walked back home, Daddy looked at Billy and he said, Billy, how do you feel now? And Billy looked up at Daddy and he said, Daddy, I feel really good. I don't want to be a coward anymore. I'm going to always tell the truth. Did anyone learn anything from that story?
No.
Valerie? You learned something? What did you learn, Valerie?
I learned that he was good now.
He was good now? Yes. And that when something happens and that we're scared, we should always tell the truth and have courage. All right, let's bow our heads, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this Sabbath day. And please help us to remember that if we ever do something wrong, that we should always have the courage to tell the truth and own up to what we did. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.